Kelly got into another accident. And are you doing better? Like, I feel like this sort of thing has happened, what, three times in the past
year?
Four months, 6 months, year?
So, first one was June 2024. And then last one was January of this year. And then, yeah.
A couple weeks ago. You doing all right?
I have been better. Mm-hmm. I'll say this. So I was literally on my way home from getting an epidural shot in my neck.
Because of the last one.
From the last several accidents. Yeah. I've been having some perpetual neck and shoulder pain that I've been trying to deal with physical therapy. I've done chiropractic work, went to the neurologist, all the things. I've done all the things. And so we're trying to do some pain management and all the things. And it's still, mind you, dealing with a couple of claims already. Mm. So it's kind of like, who's paying for what thing? It's been confusing. And then so I'm just, and again, I've been sitting still.
Yeah.
Single time this has happened. Like, sitting still.
I've said before that you're a menace on the highway, but you might be more of a magnet on the highway.
I am a magnet. So there is a giant target on me for some reason. Did someone sign me up for like a secret shopper program to test out how these cars do in crashes? Because that's what I feel like that I've been doing. And so far, two Telluride's that I've had, the thumbs up. I mean, they've done their job.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I've gotten crunched in the doors.
How's your car? Is your car going to be all right?
Oh, no. I think this one's dead, too.
Oh, gosh.
This one's dead. Just dead. Because, and again, airbags, curtain airbags.
Sure.
All the way down. So that's pretty much the kiss of death.
Oh.
From what I've learned with now my extensive experience
knowledge
in dealing with insurance companies. Oh, I could do TED Talks on who's good and who's not.
As far as insurance companies to deal
not
with?
Not a lot of them that are great.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll you know, that. I mean, I think that's common sense.
It's not a great process to have to go through, especially when you're not their client.
Mm.
And so, you know, and my company's like, well, you know, we could do it for you, but then there's kind of like no guarantee you'll get your deductible back. And I'm like, what?
Why? So,
again, it's clearly, I was sitting.
You were clearly not at fault, right?
Yes, I was on North English Station right by Blind Squirrel, just waiting to make a left-hand turn. Had been there for a little bit, and there was already an accident with police on the scene on the other side of the road that was right there. And that is apparently what the other driver was looking at. Instead of me stopped.
Yeah.
And then she tried to go the other direction, like in the grass. And there was a telephone pole there. She didn't fit.
Yeah. Like right before the show went on vacation, she texted me the photo that you ended up posting online. But she's like, so this is happening. And it's you in a neck brace. And are you still having to wear the neck brace or
no,
like what's the deal?
No, it was just while I was there.
Oh, okay.
So the 6 hours that I was in the ER getting checked out, they made me wear that. And then once I got all the tests, did all the X-rays.
I'm a free woman!
All the things. They're like, okay, we can take this off now. I had to lay there getting, I think it was a CT or whatever.
Yeah.
And the gentleman who was running it, he goes, are you wearing a bra? I was like, yeah. So I had to lay there because I didn't like put a gown on or anything. I'm still wearing my clothes. And he had to lay there. I'm laying there. I had to do the whole.
Like take the bra off.
Arm. Yes. And my shoulder's kind of killing me because I had a needle in it like 30 minutes prior to all of this going on.
Yeah.
So that was still sore. Plus then I got jostled around in an accident and I got this collar on and I'm trying to finagle my arms through my sleeves to try to get my bra down, and he's just kind of stands there.
And he's just like, waiting.
We could have covered this maybe in the room before you brought me in. I could have gotten a lady to assist me then.
Oh,
it might
have
been a little easier but instead of laying down on this thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, they were nice. They were all very sweet. But, yeah, I'm tired of this particular process.
Yeah.
I'm also tired of the particular pain that I can't seem to get rid of because this keeps happening.
Right. But. Well, you know, you You are teaching valuable lessons to your new driver in your house.
Yeah, no, it's absolute fear. Like, this is the worst time that I could have someone in my house, like, learning how to drive and soon to be getting his license. Like, I'm terrified.
You're like, and this could happen, too. Well, and this could happen.
Yeah. Right, because, again, it's like there was zero things that I could do.
Right.
Zero thing. Like, I didn't even see this one coming.
Right.
Because I just kind of, you assume, it's a very busy corridor.
Sure.
Like, no one should be buzzing through there.
Maybe they need to, like, put stop signs or something like that.
Well, that has been something that's been, but apparently the officer told my mom, because my parents had been in town for 5 minutes when this happened. So they rush over and they said that, well, the city says they don't have any money to put anything there, which is unfortunate because there are many accidents. There were two in that particular time.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been a good process, I'll say that. But I thank you again. There was a nice gentleman, I think it was a manager at the Blind Squirrel, that came out. I was having a moment. I was having a moment.
Here, would you like a lemonade?
That it happened again. He brought water
and
some napkins and stuff, because I was, I just, I couldn't really get out of the car for a while because I was having a moment.
Yeah, no, I get that. Well, hopefully, you know, that's the last we have to talk about it for ever.
I don't know. I can't be confident of that.
Jeez.
I mean, and this is the thing. They've all happened not too far from where I live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these are all like roads I can't avoid.
Right.
I'd like to.
All right. Yeah.
I
get
though.
It. Well, glad to hear you're at least on the mend.
We'll just say this as a PSA. Please slow down. Pay attention. Don't look at other wrecks. Just... stay focused.
Yeah, right. Don't look at other wrecks is the big one, right?
Yes.
Right.
Let's drive with care, because thank goodness it hasn't been worse, and I haven't ended up laid up in the hospital for a period of time. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But let's take more care.
There it is. This public service announcement brought to you by Kelly.
The crash test dummy.
The crash test dummy of Louisville. Oh my gosh. All right. Hey,
that's my Halloween costume, by the way. If I'm dressing up for anything, it's the crash test dummy.
There it is. Well, like I said, glad you're doing better. Still a menace on the road.
Well, and I'll also say this, before I get off my soapbox, here's the thing about every single time you go through this and they total out your car, you think, oh, great, you get to get a new vehicle. Not great, because I'm like $7,000 in the hole. Because they don't consider what you're going to need to buy that exact same car on the market.
Right.
I'm not getting a new car.
Yeah.
It's a 5-year-old car.
Sure.
It's got 100,000 miles on it. That's what I was just trying to get back into, but can't do it. So I can't buy that car again, so I'm gonna get some sort of an old beater, but hopefully it's going to be, you know, it's that's where I'm at.
Too bad I don't have the 99 Volkswagen Jetta. I just give it to you.
I drive that right now.
I just give it to
I
you
would.